stick with footy and chat to the Essendon ruckman, who's going to be at Bomberland in 2021 after signing a new deal the other day. He joins us on the line. Andrew, good morning.
G'day. Thanks for having me.
What was the process like? Obviously, it's a little bit different this year with list management, not knowing how many players are allowed in 2021. Was it a little bit nervous at times, or were you always confident of getting the deal for next year?
I was pretty confident in myself, but it's still, the process obviously dragged out a little bit longer than normal and probably what I would have liked. So obviously, yeah, a little bit of doubt started to creep in and a few nerves and, yeah, it was definitely a bit of a tricky time, but obviously I understand where the, you know, where everything's at and the decisions that have to be made. But, yeah, unfortunately it made it a bit tricky, but, luckily enough, yeah, everything in the end, came good and we're able to lock in another year. So bloody stoked.
They need you. I mean, Bell Chambers and McKernan out the door. It's you and Sammy Draper.
Yeah, exactly. So obviously that obviously played in my favour and, you know, obviously, something that I saw is, you know, I was sort of still needed there and obviously really wanted to be there. So, yeah, fortunately that worked in my favour and, yeah, I'd be looking forward to it.
So were there other options, Andrew, that were potentially available to you if Essendon said, look, there's no longer a spot available?
Well, that's kind of what we started to look into. Obviously, they couldn't commit 100% to me at a certain time. And so, obviously, you know, we had to sort of couldn't really afford to just sit and wait and hope. So, yeah, we started having a look around elsewhere and obviously got a little bit of interest from Melbourne, which was good. And, you know, so that potentially, you know, if things had have played out a little bit further and things had have kept going, that could have been an opportunity for me had we sort of had to pursue that. But fortunately enough, yeah, things were able to get sorted and we didn't have to knock down that door too hard, which was good.
Andrew, we spoke to Steph Martin early in the week about tandem ruckman. I mean, it looks good on paper sometimes, but the reality is the chemistry's hard to get. You and Sam Draper, I mean, have you talked about how it can work so you're both in the team at the same time?
Yeah, obviously, like you said, it can be pretty tricky. I think the ability to play forward as a ruck and as that other tall forward is crucial. You can't really have, obviously, two rucks, you know, one on the bench and one on the ground, especially with interchange rotations going down. So that ability to go forward and that chemistry as two rucks is obviously is crucial, and it's something hard to get with limited opportunity sort of in games to sort of do that. So, yeah, it's been a bit tricky, and especially with a tall forward line as well, chucking a resting ruck down there can obviously throw the balance out a little bit as well. So it's definitely a bit of a tightrope to get right.
Competition for spots is always a healthy thing at footy clubs. What's your mindset then going into next year? Is it, I want to beat Sam and be the number one man and, you know, even work on my own for the entire game if need be? Or is it forming a partnership over the pre-season that you can both work well together?
Look, ideally, I've always liked the idea of two rucks, and that's something I've always sort of pushed for. But at the same time, obviously, I'd want to be the number one, and that's something that, you know, every ruck wants to be at every club. So obviously I'll be pushing for that, but at the same time, you know, I'm coming up to 30 now, and I've played at three different clubs and for a fair while now, and you know, Jace is a super talent and a super young kid, so that might be something this year that I might try and look into a little bit more and assisting him and, sort of supporting him. But at the same time, I'd still love to take the number one ruck in him.
So is that tricky, knowing that probably Sam's going to be given more opportunities than you to how to play that support role? Because obviously you want to play every week and you want to play your preferred position every week. But how do you go from a mindset point of view to continually be ready, knowing that, well, Sam's probably going to get these opportunities ahead of me?
Yeah, that's a very good point. So obviously, yeah, like you said, the mindset around that sort of shifts a little bit. You know, this, you know, coming into 28, 29, and hopefully in some good footy, sort of that mindset to, you know, to be brutal and take that number one ruck spot has obviously been fun of mine. But At the moment, I think it's a bit of a shifting mindset and being able to sort of be happy and be content, which I am with seeing Drake's obviously progress and play well, and me being able to support that as much as I can. And obviously, if I can, at the same time, if I'm playing well and putting pressure on him, I know he's obviously going to have plenty of pressure on me. So, it's obviously pretty healthy having that for both of us.
Andrew, all the best for the pre-season. When do you start back at Bomberland?
I think the older boys come back 7th of Jan. The young boys start back 7th of December. So we'll probably trickle in to a few of the young boys for a couple of sessions throughout that. But, not until the new year we're due in. So got a healthy break.
Enjoy the break and then the pre-season. And we look forward to seeing you in Bombers colours in 2021. Thanks for your time today.
No worries. Thanks, guys.